This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Seven-time world champion and modern-day legend Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, finally gets roasted. Hosted by Kevin Hart, Tom Brady gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, this is Patrick Mahomes, quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're listening to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Oh, welcome in. Friday, September 2nd. Jason Moore, Mike Wright, Andy Holloway. Back with you for another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Excited to have you with us.
Tis the final Friday.
Before football.
Yes.
Tis our big day.
Yes.
Our big day of the year. Our League of Record draft is happening tonight.
Very excited.
Jason has strategically invited a graphic designer to be his co-manager in the League of Record, and therefore he has swagged out.
That's right.
Just a graphic designer, but a graphic designer who bears a striking resemblance.
we do look decently similar.
When Jason walked in today, 100% sure it wasn't Jason.
Yes.
Yeah.
In part because of the hat.
Yeah, I'm not usually a hat guy. I got the hat, I got the shirt, I got the swag, and we're the Dead Ringers because we look like each other, so that's our team name.
I like it.
Yes, I'm impressed. And
you're rootin' tootin' Cowboys.
What I lack in swag today, I hope I make up in actual roster.
You won't.
I know. My draft picks are they're terrible. A couple of things at the top of the show. We have Fantasy Court on the show today. Judge Giamatti, do you have your robe?
Oh, yeah.
He would never go anywhere
without
that robe.
It's the undergarment of all regular clothes, which is uncomfortable to put a robe at the bottom level of the dressing.
You would be surprised how many times he's been on an airplane and he hears, "Is there a judge on the plane?"
Right. That happens a lot.
And he rises like Michael Keaton in that in the Batman GIF with the signals in the air.
You know, the amount of seat disputes on airplanes, it would be very nice to have a judge on board.
He handles it.
You got to be ready.
She gets the aisle, final ruling.
Judge coming through.
First class judge coming through. Fantasy Court on the show today. We're going to do that at the top. We've got some NFL news, mailbag on the show, a fantasy face-off as we look towards the Thursday night NFL debut.
Jam-packed.
That means we're talking about real football.
Yeah.
A specific game. That's exciting to me.
Yeah, I mean,
I miss it.
It's been a while. Yeah, we did have our first start-sit question on the Spotify Live show, which it's always fun to find out when that first one's going to happen. So we've got all that on today's show. A couple of other things. There will not be a new episode on Monday, which is Labor Day. We will be back on Tuesday with a new episode. We have the live show in Phoenix tomorrow night.
Yes.
And so that will end up being the Tuesday episode of the show. And we will be sharing the after show AMA with our friends at jointhefoot.com, all the supporters of the show.
That is correct.
Who are also in the Megalo Bowl.
Oh, it's their last chance.
It's been picking up. People have been signing up at a very rapid pace because draft day for the Megalo Bowl is coming very soon. 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. Those are the dates that you can choose from to pick your draft date. Megalobowl.com. We want to see you there. It is going to be so much fun. And then, of course, this is the biggest draft weekend of the year. Our major League of Record draft is tonight. Lots of you drafting tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, and Labor Day.
I got the phone call from my sister yesterday. It was, "Mike, I'm playing in my first ever fantasy football league. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Both of our sisters this year?
What do I do? And I said, all right, here's what. Of course, I made her purchase a draft kit.
Oh,
well,
right,
yeah.
Right.
I mean,
this is not a charity business over here. But yeah, and then I worked out a plan. I'm like, okay, here she's picking from the two spot. Here are the players you're going to be looking for. And I'm very excited to see what her team looks like.
Yeah, I mean, we know. We see when people pick up the UDK. We know you wait till the last minute.
If humans love anything, it's they love waiting till the very last moment because it feels heroic.
Yeah, yeah. So, sorry, sis. Time to pay up. And you get you can print a custom cheat sheet that's specified to your league settings.
She did.
Yeah, and then just be ready to go. So,
and you can use it for multiple leagues. Like we've got our league of record is a keeper league, so I've got all of our keepers plugged into that one on that specific scoring system. And other leagues are separate. So it's really a useful tool.
UltimateDraftKit.com for that. It is time to enter the courtroom.
The Fantasy Court with Judge Giamatti.
Plaintiff Jason Moore is accusing defendant Michael Wright of one count of disturbing the peace and multiple counts of suppression of evidence in his diminished ranking of Cordarrelle Patterson.
Your Honor, Your Honor, I think this comes down to a simple, disgusting thing that is being done by the defendant. He is being an ageist. He is saying,
wow,
you are too old for me, Cordarrelle Patterson. There is no other reason other than you're just old to say that he is not a value where he's going right now. This is the running back 9 last year on the season. He was the running back 9. He is currently being drafted as running back 30. Now, I don't expect him to be as efficient with touchdowns as last year. I'm not drafting him as the running back 9 by no means. But I do think that he is a talented player. He's a 6'2", 220-pound superstar athlete who's never been utilized in an actual role of relevance. He's been a special teams guy and a gadget player. He's very necessary to this offense. And maybe you say, well, they brought in Drake London. Maybe that will take some targets away. If you look at the splits that Cordarrelle Patterson had with and without Calvin Ridley, he was way better when Calvin Ridley was on the field. You say, well, they drafted Tyler Algier, and maybe the rookie will take carries away. Well, they lost Mike Davis and his 138 carries. Cordarrelle only had 153 carries last year. He is a receiver that gets to play running back. He's going to have manufactured touches. He's old, but he's got fresh legs in the sense that he's never really been used in that way. So when I look at Cordarrelle Patterson, he's not someone I'm going after hard in my drafts, but he is a late draft pick who is an actively involved player necessary to this offense with a coach that wants to run the ball and still talks him up. So I just don't see how he is not a value when you're talking about someone in the 7th, 8th round, the running back 30, who we know is going to get involved. He's going to catch a ton of passes. He's necessary to the offense, and he was dominant for fantasy last year. He was literally one of the best picks. It wasn't even a pick. He was off the waiver wire, so didn't cost you anything. He's not going to cost you much this year, and he will be very, very involved. That is my case for old man Cordarrelle Patterson.
First off, Your Honor, I must admit, guilty. guilty of being an ageist and guilty of always disturbing the peace. You go ahead. You can write up those charges immediately. However, I am not suppressing anything when it comes to Cordarrelle Patterson. I don't want him on my fantasy football team. Here's what happens, and here's how Cordarrelle Patterson falls apart this year. Yes, they drafted Tyler Algier, like the plaintiff over here threw into the evidence. He conspicuously left out, they also added Damian Williams. It wasn't just the rookie that they added onto this depth chart. Last year, Patterson averaged only 47% of the snaps among top 20 running backs last year, which Patterson was. We're talking Nick Chubb, Damian Harris, the only players in that range that were successful. And I'm saying that is not sustainable for a 31-year-old running back. Since the year 2011, we have seen 27 running backs who were 31 years old coming into or 31 years old as they entered a season. And if you're a running back and you're playing at that age, you have generally had a successful career. However, when you look at those 27 running backs, only three of them would have been in the top 24 in PPR points per game. I'm even giving you the PPR bump. We're talking Matt Forte, Danny Woodhead, and Willis McGahee. Those are the only ones in a points per game in their year 31 season that could have been a top 24 running back.
So the pass catchers.
Yeah, but the good, the well-known, established running backs.
Objected to him.
Yeah. Don't get in.
Oh, strike it.
Get out of here. Strike it. Take that out. No one heard that. Yeah. No one heard that. But the point is, Matt Forte, an elite top-tier running back. Danny Woodhead, an elite pass-catching running back for his entire career. Willis McGahee, also a top-tier running back. Cordarrelle Patterson is not that. I think that the addition of the running backs and Drake London. Look, Calvin Ridley, sure, maybe Patterson was better when Ridley was on the field. Ridley didn't do literally squat last year.
Oh,
because
sustained.
Because the guy had his own stuff going on. He was not ready to play football, as clearly pointed out when he left the season for his mental health to rebuild that. So I just – Cordarrelle Patterson, where he's going, I just don't want him on my team. I think he's a roster clog, and you will pay the price if you draft him.
Wow, compelling cases. And the judge, it's up to you.
The court – the fantasy court rules in favor of defendant Mike Wright.
Yes!
This is nonsense.
What a beautiful judge we have. The justice system works.
What an HD gavel sound, too.
Oh, man.
That was incredible.
We ripped that from the Atari 2600.
I mean, at this point, as the plaintiff, Jason, are you appealing this decision or are you just moving on?
It's Cordarrelle Patterson. I'm moving on.
I was going to say, by the time your appeal's heard, he'll be 32, 33. Yeah.
Like, I do think there are roster builds where he is a very solid addition. If you're going with, you know,
wide receiver early,
and you need someone that could score at running back later, the running backs he's going around, I think he is a slight value, but I'm not sitting here slamming the table as Brooks.
You're just taking me to court.
Yeah.
It's just a little.
There's a lot of sue people.
Yep, little filing. All right, we're moving on.
News and notes from around the league. Presented by USAA Insurance.
Head coach Mike McDaniel says the team is, quote, very, very, very confident that Jalen Waddle will be ready for week one, return to a limited practice.
That's confident.
Yeah, it's a V3.
Yeah.
So that's good. I mean, are you very, very, very confident to put him into your lineup week one?
Yes.
I very, very, very?
Well, I think so.
I think I'm very, very, very.
I can go one very.
Yeah, I don't know how many. I feel like if you're one very, like you say you can give one very. If you're very confident to put him in your lineup.
That's enough varies.
I think you're done. You're done there. That means you're playing him. I don't think you need to be very, very, very confident, but we've seen Waddle back involved, not wearing any leg compression sleeves or anything, with Mike McDaniel's confidence. I would say that, yeah, he should be good to go.
The Titans have reworked All-Pro running back Derrick Henry, his contract, that is. $2 million raise in 2022, now the highest paid running back for the season. My fantasy MVP yesterday. I wish this news would have broken. It just would have been a little cherry on top.
Sure. But essentially what this is they took some money from 2023, moved it over to this year. We haven't heard any rumblings that Henry was upset with.
Grumbling?
Yeah. We haven't heard that he was upset with the contract, but it does expire after next year. So I think the team is putting themselves in a position where their player is happy this year, should things go bad for the team, it's just easier to move on next year. Or if he's great again, then next year they'll re-up it.
I wonder if we'll see more of this for running backs who have done the job because they know.
They really should.
They all know that, you know, maybe the reward isn't a long-term deal. Maybe the reward is moving some money around so that, you know, you're not in this situation where they're not getting paid what they should be paid as a reward for what they've done. Running backs around the league know that teams can just move on from them, right? It's a cold business.
Yes.
Trey Sermon was claimed by the Eagles after being released by the 49ers.
G. Rose.
Does this say anything about the health of Miles Sanders or the worry of the health of Miles Sanders?
It probably does. Miles Sanders did return to practice. He missed quite some time. But that could be all it is they're just getting some insurance here to make sure Miles is good to go for the season and then Sermon is released.
Yeah, this, you know, he has to – didn't they have Jordan Howard on the roster last year?
Yes.
So, I mean, Sermon, similar size, maybe just filling that role.
That's why it's gross. Because, like, if Trey Sermon is actually involved and now we have four running backs for the Eagles, that's a fantasy disaster.
Deebo Samuel did not practice on Thursday, been out with a bruise behind his knee.
I heard a bruise behind.
A bruise behind.
Just like he fell down real hard.
Yeah.
If that was the injury, I wouldn't fault him. You ever had a bruised buttocks? It hurts.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a good time.
No.
But this is a bruise behind the knee. Every expectation is that he will be available. Brooks, you heard that too?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. That would be like us. Patriots placed rookie Tyquan Thornton on injured reserve collarbone surgery.
Yeah. We knew it was coming.
Yeah. That was today's news and notes brought to you by USAA Insurance. Learn more at usaa.com/insurance. You guys ready to hop right into a mailbag drop?
Me. Yeah.
Mailbag.
Yes, sir.
If you have a question for the show, you can go to the website, thefantasyfootballers.com, click the submit a question button, or dial the voicemail hotline, 302-464-TFFB. We'll get your questions on there. And let's start with a voicemail.
Hey, guys. Harrison from Florida. I was calling to see how you guys feel about bonuses for 100, 200-yard games and like 40, 50-yard passing and rushing touchdowns. Love the show. Thanks.
Thoughts on stat bonuses as a whole?
I enjoy good stat bonus.
Not an employee bonus. Don't get confused, Deucers.
Yeah. One of the, you know, you can make arguments for them and against them. An easy argument against a 100-yard rushing bonus is basically it's just taking the better players who are already scoring more and widening the gap amongst others. The big play bonuses, I think, are more fun. You can always hope for, you know, you're late in the game and you've got one wide receiver left and you're just hoping, man, if he gets that 40-yard touchdown, it's just a higher range of volatility and adds a little bit of spice. We have our league of record. We have a 2-point bonus for 40-yard rushing touchdowns or 40-yard receiving touchdowns.
Yeah, it doesn't wildly skew it doesn't change your rankings at all, because you're not like, well, I know that this player for sure is going to hit on multiple 40-yard receiving touchdowns. But it's just a wrinkle, like Jason said. It adds some fun and some spice, and I'm fine with the 100-yard ones as well. I know that, like, a lot of DFS action that you're looking for that player who can get over that threshold. So I'm okay with it.
Twitter question from Anthony: are we getting the boom boom kicker segment again this year? If not, I say we riot.
Oh, come on. I've been workshopping all year long. Let me walk you through it. I spent the month of June in a children's poetry camp. July was mostly silence and meditation.
That makes sense.
Of course.
August was performing in underground spoken word speakeasies.
They got those.
Oh, yeah. But they're underground.
You haven't been able to find them.
Oh. And all for the big show in September, so prepare yourselves.
Yeah. You should publish a book. You know what I mean?
I'm next.
Yeah,
this won't, another this children's won't be no book. Children's book. This is going to be for adults.
Oh, yeah, I've heard some of those rhymes.
Yeah.
What were you like? You defecated on a
whale?
On a prehistoric shark?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Got a little spice around here.
There's like a... like the old CDs you got with the parental advisories on it. That's okay.
Boom, boom, kick in the wig is
with the parental advisory.
Not suitable for children.
Defecation warning. Jeremy in Chicago. Should I trade Damian Harris for Antonio Gibson?
Oh, man.
I don't know what happened. Like, I can't really go back to a point in time. But suddenly, I'll say it like that. Suddenly, I'm drafting Damian Harris everywhere.
Okay.
It's just this team is going to run the football. James White's not returning. Ty Montgomery's not there. it's just going to be a bunch of Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson. So I can always draft Damian Harris after I go heavy wide receivers. I don't mind him as a running back, too.
I think he's fine.
So I wouldn't do the trade is what I'm going to say. I would keep Damian Harris.
I would keep Damian Harris as well. We know that so Brian Robinson will miss at least four games. Again, we have no idea when he will be back for the Washington Commanders. And it feels like Gibson, I mean, the ceiling is definitely higher over the first 4 weeks of the season. But there's just the unknown of when does Robinson come back, and if he when he comes back, is the team's confidence and Ron Rivera's confidence still so high in him that he immediately goes back and he's the starting running back. I would prefer Damian Harris. I think, Andy, the thing for Damian Harris is he doesn't feel like if you draft Damian Harris, you're not drafting Ramondre Stevenson. I don't want both of these guys on my team. And with everything coming out of camp, it just like it feels like Ramondre is the Patriots running back to target.
I'm fine targeting Ramondre. I think you get more upside because you hope he's more involved in the passing game than Damian Harris. I just don't want to diminish 15 rushing touchdowns. You can say, okay, that's an anomalous number, right? You're not going to get 15 every year. But it also says, in the loudest way possible to the staff, I can score touchdowns, and you're going to be the goal line running back on a team that should be able to really grind away games. And that's the expectation for me, is that New England with the defense, what they have on offense, I have enough confidence in Damian Harris now that the dust has settled on the offseason that he will be fine.
With the way that things are going, so Brooksy just let us know there is a 2-round difference in the ADP of...
I assume Harris ahead of Ramondre.
Yeah, he's in the top of the seven.
If you're picking one,
then go Ramondre if it's at ADP. But
But
the thing is that may be the ADP we're seeing. It's not what I'm seeing. I'm seeing drafts where they're going back to back. I'm seeing drafts where Ramondre has been ahead of Damian Harris. So depending on how yours goes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as bullish here on the Damian Harris side versus the Antonio Gibson side, but a lot of this comes down to something we just don't know, which is the health of Brian Robinson Jr. I know he is eligible to come back in week 5. They say they're hopeful they can get him back, but that means nothing. We don't know how his recovery is going to go from being shot multiple times in the leg. So, I mean, if he misses the whole season or half the season,
he has a bruise behind.
Yeah, that is true. And that will keep him away from football. So it's one of those things where I think at least the first half of the year, Antonio Gibson is going to be more valuable. I know he's been my ice player throughout the off season and Snowneo Gibson, but his opportunity
really
is,
didn't need to harken back to that, but go on.
His opportunity is all of a sudden it looks better than, I mean, he's not going to share the workload as much as Damian Harris.
He could.
With just J.D. McKissic?
Yeah, I mean, the snaps for J.D. McKissic could be similar to the snaps for Ramondre.
I would be surprised if, you know, the carry counts between Ramondre and J.D. McKissic are the same. And the only other thing I would point out, while I do like the Patriots personnel and offense better than the Manders, the running game change this year, there's been a lot made that the Patriots switched up their entire scheme and that they have not been able to run the ball like at all throughout all camp. Every practice was another day where we can't run the ball with this new scheme. Why did we change? So maybe they'll figure it out and get it going. But there is some worry of what we saw last year being this dominant ground and pound, physical out muscle you type of running team. I'm not sure it's going to be that way for the Patriots this year.
All right, quick break and back with some more questions.
Hey, Foot Clan, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? Maybe sometimes those events make you feel drained. Maybe they make you feel like you're bursting with energy like Papa Josh. But you might not know why it's at that level. Maybe it's not enough boundaries set up and you're just doing too much. Maybe you get less social in different times of the year or you're working too much. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. Look, we live in the era of hurry, hurry, and social gatherings, they pick up, and then you are burnt out. So you got to figure it out, and therapy can help you figure out that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery so you can enjoy it. And when you are feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to recharge and take care of yourself. I highly recommend that. All you have to do is give BetterHelp a try. Fill out a brief questionnaire. Get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch them at a moment's notice. There's no extra charge for switching therapists if you didn't find the right one. And you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/footballers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/footballers.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
All right, we're going to jump into another voicemail question here.
Happy fantasy season, ballers. This is Jordan from Pennsylvania. For a desperation start pass-catching running back for a full PPR league, who do you think has the highest floor between Rex Burkhead, Amir Abdullah, and Eno Benjamin? Thanks, boys. Let's ride.
Okay, so a desperation start PPR pass-catching running back, Amir Abdullah, Eno Benjamin, Rex Burkhead.
I mean, this is rough in the street stuff.
That's what I'm saying. First off, my man, a desperation start. It's week one. What's going on here? A desperation start?
Maybe this is let me give him credit. Maybe Jordan was saying, I need to put one of these on my rosters for an eventual desperation start,
okay.
Which is the best one to do that for.
Or right. It could be a dynasty league where...
Or a 34-man league.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if it's dynasty, these players... At least two-thirds of them I could see being on your waiver wire.
I don't even know which two-thirds you're talking about.
Oh, Abdullah and Burkhead.
See, to me, I think Eno has the most opportunity here.
Eno is my answer.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah, we agree then.
Yep, that's unanimous.
All right, that was very simple. No debate, no fantasy court.
Yep.
Instagram question from Martin Broadhurst. That's the whole name. I had to read it.
Got
to
say it like that for
the
sure.
The Duke of something.
You got stuck.
I did get stuck. You know it. I just should have gone with Martin. DeAndre Swift or Alvin Kamara in full PPR. This is Team Kamara for me.
I've been a huge proponent of DeAndre Swift in the second round. I think he is a value there, but... Alvin Kamara is greater than symbol DeAndre Swift. He's on a better offense. He's more proven, and he's a better pass. Like DeAndre Swift is a very good pass catcher. He's not as good a pass catcher as Alvin Kamara. The only issue here is the suspension, which we don't expect him to have one this season. So at this point in time, without the expectation of the suspension for Alvin Kamara's bar fight this last offseason, if that doesn't happen this year, Alvin Kamara is a much better pick.
We're agreeing yet again. So it's Alvin Kamara.
Oh,
yeah, right. Super
Thank
Mario.
You. It's been a minute, but I like that drop. Can I share a story with you guys?
Yeah.
I want to share with the listeners and with you guys a really in-your-face example of why doing a fantasy football podcast disadvantages you in our league of record.
Okay.
Because yesterday, I was approached with a trade offer from somebody saying...
Okay, they will remain nameless.
They will.
I'm going to figure out who it is, though.
Very easily, because I will be sharing the players. but the discussion was built around, I have Dalvin Cook as my keeper, and this person, who shall remain nameless...
Okay.
But Goldie said, hey... can we explore something with Joe Mixon and Dalvin Cook? And I said, sure. And in my head, I was hoping I'd get a pick in Mixon for Dalvin Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Our consensus rankings as a group has Dalvin Cook higher. I've been in a ton of drafts in the last 2 weeks. Dalvin Cook goes ahead of Joe Mixon in every one of them.
Yep.
Except when I tried to make said point, he pointed out my player projections in the UDK.
Oh, no.
Had Joe Busted. Mixon slightly higher in total fantasy points.
Yeah.
And it undermined my entire adventure.
I hate that so much.
I felt the fool. I thought I also told him I was going to take like 6 or 7 touchdowns away from Mixon real quick, and then we'll get back to the discussion.
Yes. Have you looked at the rankings lately?
Lately? Click. That's right. So no, that was very
RB34.
Yeah. I'll give you all my picks. But yes, it was quite the moment there where I was like, ah, this deal's not happening. All right. Let's go here with this question comes in from Andy's Mustache in Long Island.
I like that it's in Long Island.
Yeah. I think the name is Andy's Mustache.
Yes.
And they're from Long Island.
But it's funnier that they're from Long Island.
I know. Do you like to win by blowing out the other team or a close nail-biting game?
To win?
To win.
Oh, I want to dominate
yes.
them.
I want people to feel ashamed.
I want them to look at me and say, wow, he's great.
That's just a statement.
Right, yeah.
For
it has
life.
Nothing to do with fantasy football.
Teach me.
Mike had, you want them to say that?
Yes.
Teach me?
Yes.
If I could get that, then I'd go blowout. I will say you and I had a playoff matchup in recent history where it was over by halftime, and it really took, like, I was very happy to win.
Yes.
But it took the air out of the sails. Like, I didn't even get in. Like, enjoy the ride during the second half. You had basically departed from the adventure.
Yeah, for the win, if I have to pick between these two, I want to win by the blowout. If it's a loss, I mean, you never want to lose. Losing is the worst. It sucks. It is the absolute worst. But I always choose, I want the nail-biting loss because, like, that playoff matchup, I spent an entire week just... We're garbage talking in the office. We're getting so pumped. We can't wait to see it.
Analyzing every decision.
And then it's done in the morning. At halftime of the morning game, you're like, well, that's a huge letdown. I don't even get to have like anything wild happen on that entire Sunday. So
yeah, after all that garbage
yeah,
talking.
You're just like, eh, well.
Never heard of it okay. referred to that way.
What? Well,
garbage talking?
Yeah. No, instead of like trash talking?
Yeah, talking trash.
I mean, it's just a different way to say yeah. it.
No, I understand.
I could
it's
go
just funny to me.
Poop talking.
Refuse talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keeping it safe for work over here. We're not all filthy, dirty mouths. Like
trash? That's such a filthy word, Mike. All right, we'll go here. Twitter question from Aaron. Has Damian Pierce passed Kenneth Walker for you in your in your dynasty
no.
rankings?
I can't.
It's a Pierce question a day, Mike.
Ah.
Just saw another screenshot of him going 101 in a rookie draft.
101?
101.
Yeah.
In a rookie startup.
In a rookie startup.
Yeah.
No.
In
not a rookie startup, but I mean, you know yes. what I mean. Rookie draft.
I have seen it. Okay. Kenneth Walker. Kenneth Walker was a second round pick. And he goes to a perfect situation of a team that historically has been very good. They're not going to be great this year, but I expect Pete Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks to figure it out sooner than later, and they will establish it. And Kenneth Walker, let's ride. Like, this is their guy for the future. Damian Pierce was a day 3 pick, meaning that so many teams could have – they had the chance. They could have taken Damian Pierce, including the team – that took him. They could have taken him many, many times, but he fell to this range. He is the running back this year that has the circumstances around him. The perfect storm has hit for him to be the starter, and I think he could be a good player, but he's on a bad offense. Rex Burkhead is still likely the pass-catching running back. Could Pierce take on that role? Sure. Like that, in the range of outcomes of things that can happen, yes, he could absolutely do that, but Kenneth Walker is the much better player, the much better prospect, and it would be shocking if Damian Pierce has a better career than Kenneth Walker.
The Houston Texans' rushing expectations for fantasy points last year was terrible. I know they want to run the ball,
yeah,
but it's not a perfect situation, and he'll be okay. He's going to be a starter, and he's a young rookie running back, which those usually do well, but there's very little draft capital invested in this team that will have a ton of really good draft capital going forward because they won't be a great team. Those type of players are more often than not replaced early in their career. So I like Dameon Pierce more for redraft than for dynasty.
I agree. And I will add two more pieces of evidence into the court record here in the state against Dameon Pierce. First of all, Steve Slayton. You remember Steve Slayton?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fantastic rookie year with who?
The Houston Texans.
Disappeared after that fantastic rookie year due to draft capital and being able to move on to other options. But more than that, Jason, you said something, and it's true. They want to run the football, just like the Browns wanted to run the football with Isaiah Crowell. If you go look last year, you can remember how much they seemed committed to the run. They were bottom 10 in total attempts, Houston was, because they were getting pummeled. So they might have run the ball a ton in the first quarter when they were establishing it, but it didn't end up that way in the end. So do I think Dameon Pierce is really talented and will have great opportunities to show that talent? Yes, I do. But everything these guys said is spot on, so you need to temper it. I think he's a great redraft pick to bolster your running back room, not to lead it. But in Dynasty, it's huge risk. So if you're in a Dynasty league and you have him and the sentiment is where it is right now and you could go get a Kenneth Walker,
I would do that immediately.
Because I think clearly you can. If these questions are being asked, if the number one pick in rookie drafts is Dameon Pierce, you can go get – you could go work him a Breece Hall deal. Yeah. I mean, you could go put a player plus Dameon Pierce and get Breece Hall.
I hate what this discussion has become because we all like Dameon Pierce.
Yeah, it's weird.
Another thought experiment to do. And, like, try to be honest and realistic with yourself because we're talking Dynasty. Next year, who is more likely to be a – first or a second round pick, Kenneth Walker, or
with Rashad Penny gone after a one-year deal,
or Dameon Pierce on the Texans.
That's right. All right, we're gonna jump into the face-off.
Fantasy Face-Off presented by DraftKings.
It's back, boys.
Yeah,
the Fantasy Face-Off. Jason has the first ever case of fish face PTSD flooding back with the sound of that drop. But if you weren't with us last year, Mike, why don't you summarize what Fantasy Face-Off is all about?
So we jump on to DraftKings. We set ourselves a DFS lineup. And, for the rest of the season, like last year, it will be the main slate, which is all the Sunday games. But for this one in particular, this is our first time ever doing this on the Face-Off. We are doing the Thursday night showdown, which is the Bills versus the Rams, which is it's really unique. It's real fun. The player pool, obviously much smaller, but there are different strategies when you're playing. If you've never done it, so the one game matchup, the Thursday night, you pick your captain, and their salary goes up, but you get
1.5.
You get 1.5 times their fantasy points. So a whole new element of strategy here comes in. And so we will do that. The week will play out. And then on the following Friday's segment, the loser of the three of us will spin the wheel of shame and some sort of ridiculous, humiliating costume.
I mean, it really is
shameful.
I fear it. We've talked about throwing money into these every week. I'll just be honest with the listeners. We just decided no because we don't care about that part. We're like, you're playing to protect yourself from pain. And but yes, the Thursday night showdown is actually the one that I won the million.
Yes,
it's one of my favorite to play because you're so focused on one game. And so we are going to share our lineups right here, right now, for the Thursday night game. Let's begin with the captains, which are 1.5 times the salary cost and 1.5. times the reward. I went with a quarterback, which I don't often do with the captain, but I did go with Josh Allen. It felt the most safe and comfortable thing to do.
Certainly.
And I'm just trying not to get shamed here.
Yeah, you know what? So when we started doing this and the numbers were out and we could go in and play around, I was so excited because I love playing the Captain Showdown. And I went in and I made it really quick the way that I usually play, trying to find a super cheap captain. I did not think about the fact that I'm only trying to beat two people here because I would much rather have Josh Allen as my captain. Instead, I went with the cheap route, Isaiah McKenzie, only yes. 3,600 as a captain. It allowed me to put a ton of other players in my lineup, but I need Isaiah McKenzie to go off, and that's like a big pool tournament style play. I don't like it against two other people.
Are you criticizing your own lineup already?
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that being said, if Isaiah McKenzie scores, you're in great shape.
Yes.
I'll be really worried. Mike, who's your captain?
I had started. It was going to be Josh Allen, and then I did some retooling. And I have Gabriel Davis as my captain.
Oh, I love it.
And so he came in at 10.8K for the salary cost. And this will be interesting because if McKenzie or Gabe Davis get a touchdown in this matchup, that's a huge, huge hot start.
All right, I think I'm going to just read you the remainder of my non-captain
sure.
lineup here. Matthew Stafford for 10,800 in the lineup. Gabe Davis, non-captain, for 7,200. Allen Robinson is sitting there at 6,200 and in my lineup. Went with Daryl Henderson, 4,800 in the first week against Buffalo. And then finished with Isaiah McKenzie,
sure.
who is priced. Where's he at for non-captain?
2,400. He's very chalk because he's so like his.
Oh,
price,
his price compared to Crowder.
Yeah, because these prices came out a few weeks ago before everything like completely flipped on McKenzie versus Crowder. Having said that, we know that McKenzie has been missing the last couple practices. I don't know if he's back today or not, but he's been missing some time. The reports say that we're not worried about week one, but that's something that will have to be taken into
yeah.
account.
If he's missing, all of these lineups will be completely redone.
Right.
The rest of my lineup, I went very weird here. No running
weird?
Backs. Well, it's just all it's 100% passing. I have both quarterbacks, Josh Allen and Matthew Stafford. I've got Diggs, Gabe Davis, and Allen Robinson. So I'm just hoping for a passing shootout
that's a good lineup.
Goes through Isaiah McKenzie.
And you could afford literally five non-captain stars, really, because of the McKenzie captain.
Yep.
Because of Gabe Davis as my captain, that left me the budget. I have both of the quarterbacks, Josh Allen and Matt Stafford. I have Stephon Diggs, the chalk play of McKenzie, and then I have Daryl Henderson as a cheaper play as well.
Which we both have in there. All right, it will be fun to follow along and see who gets the first Wheel of Shame spin next week. That was Fantasy Faceoff presented by our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the promo code BALLERS to get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's the code BALLERS only at DraftKings Sportsbook. That is going to do it for today's episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Good luck in all of your drafts.
Yes.
I am not speaking to these two gentlemen, of course.
Of course.
Bad luck to both of you tonight. Until next week, farewell.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.